Welcome, I'm Kumari Devi, and this is the Peace Transmission. Today you'll be receiving a peaceful energy into your crown chakra and your heart chakra. So please find yourself in a comfortable place, away from family and pets. And as you do so, start to take long and deep breaths. Long, deep breathing oxygenates the body and the mind, relaxing yourself to the breath. Give yourself space and permission to completely forget about everything else happening around you and pull your attention towards you. Pull all your thoughts onto your body. Just pull all that energy onto you. Don't think about anything else, just you laying in that room. Just put your mind on you laying or sitting in a room by yourself. And now pull your attention to your heart chakra. It's where your physical heart is. It's also your emotional heart. We often protect our heart. And I see here like big wooden church doors, those big heavy doors that are protecting our heart. And just imagine shrinking yourself down and opening that door. The door is opening to the room of your heart. And walk in. Here is a sanctuary. It might look like a church or a spa or a hobbit house. As you walk in, if this is your first time or you haven't been here for a while, it might be a little musty or dusty, dark or dim. Turn the lights on, open the windows, open the back door. Keep that front door open and get some air in the room of your heart. Your heart chakra, it's a beautiful space. So make it beautiful. Clear out all those old books and magazines, old thoughts, hurt and anger. Let go of the past, all those past memories. Just let go. Imagine getting a broom or a mop and cleaning the floors and sweeping out all that dust out of the heart chakra and flipping those carpets and putting fresh flowers in the room of your heart. Turn the lights on, light some candles, some essential oils, especially like jasmine or neroli. And now imagine a pink and silver light swirling around your heart chakra, bringing you peace and love, transmission from God to you through your heart center. Infuse your heart with love and peace. We'll let that energy infuse into your heart energy field. And we'll move now up to the crown chakra at the top of your head. And imagine you have a gold cap and it opens from the center outwards. The crown opens and you're connected to your higher wisdom, your higher self, God's wisdom or the goddess's wisdom. As the crown chakra opens and you're connected to the all that there is, imagine that energy, that peace, love, and happiness as golden snowflakes coming down into your crown chakra, filtering through your third eye chakra and your throat chakra and landing there beautifully in the heart chakra. Today you're receiving a blessing from God, from Universal Source, or the energy of all that there is, for peace, love, and happiness to be infused into your energy field, into your chakras and into your life. Be at peace in the room of your heart. Just imagine you have this beautiful chair and beautiful flowers next to you, and you're listening. Be present, be mindful. One of the aspects of spiritual awakening or happiness is inner peace and being calm, which sometimes feels unreachable, or especially in stressful or chaotic situations, or being too much into the world. But living in balance or in harmony is possible, but takes a little effort. First thing, you'll need to slow down and notice life. Be mindful. Mindfulness means that you're present here, not worrying about the past, what you did, guilt, or any shame, and not projecting into the future. You're present here in this moment. And notice what triggers you or what makes you upset, especially in conversations with other people. Notice if you get anxious when people are talking, or if you're defending something when people are talking. Usually when people talk over another person, they're defending something. They're defending their inner child. Everything you seek is already present in you. However, that ego mind, this is the mind that gets programmed early in life, and the part of the mind that thinks has convinced you otherwise. Peace is within you right now, but sometimes you choose to ignore it. Love is within you right now, but sometimes you choose to deny it. And calmness is within you right now, but sometimes you choose to resist it. We are so conditioned to follow our thoughts and feelings, especially as women. We feel our lives. And thoughts are often put together to create understanding. And when we understand something, then we can act upon it. This is what we call intelligence. It's intelligent thinking, something we need to grow and move forward. But sometimes overthinking or worry keeps us stuck in a loop of doom and gloom, unable to disconnect from the perceived pain and some sort of suffering. And then we start to identify with that suffering and that pain. And that's where we get a little tripped up about being in peace and calmness. To live a peaceful life is the ability to live fully present, but not be attached to outcomes or any impasses. It's not about denying or ignoring important life situations, but rather not being emotionally persuaded by them. When we get triggered, we're allowing the circumstances to control us versus being emotionally mature and calm and able to navigate through life experiences without getting upset or triggered. Because when we're connected to peacefulness, we're connected to our wholeness, and we keep our heart open and our mind open. And that's so important, right? To be flexible, to be present, mindful, and to be happy and enjoy inner peace. So enjoy the shift in energy that has been given today, and see if you can remain peaceful for the next month or so. And then notice what pulls you off that peaceful stance, what pulls you apart. Sometimes I see it like taffy, right? You're sitting in your mindfulness, you're sitting in your wholeness, and then something comes rattling across your field and pulls you right off of your stance of inner peace and calmness. And then your attention is pulled there. And then you have to come back and sit. But notice what keeps pulling you away from your calm center and your inner peace. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.